I'm Anna Carmo from UN News. People in every region of the world who do not have a nationality face a day-to-day struggle in assessing basic human rights such as education, healthcare, and work, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said on Tuesday. It's thought that there are an estimated 12 million stateless people globally, and the UN agency is calling for countries to speed up their efforts to eradicate the problem by 2024, as spokesperson Andrei Majacic tells UN News Daniel Johnson.
Statelessness is an issue that affects millions of people. To date, it's very difficult to precisely give the number. We estimate, based on reports from 70 countries around the world, an estimated 3.9 million people being stateless. But we know that this is only a fraction of the total because the true number could be as much as three times higher.
So we're talking 12 million people potentially stateless around the world. What are the impacts then of statelessness? What can people who do not have a nationality not do?
Well, the impact is dire on individuals and their families, and it's immediate and very difficult. It's a day-to-day struggle. Each and every one of us has some way of proving who we are: a document, a passport, an ID card, a library card, some piece of evidence that proves that we are who we say we are and that we belong to a particular nation. The stateless people do not have that. And in fact, for them, it's a massive hurdle. It means that they could spend a life without a nationality and everything that comes with it, and that includes access to the basic things, access to education, access to medical care, access to being able to legally find work. It can also mean a life without the ability of forming a marriage or having a home, or just simply to be able to move freely. So this is effectively a life for many that could be ending up basically on the margins of society without prospects or without hope.
So it's a terrible obstacle to development. And you said that now only 25 countries around the world retain gender discrimination in their nationality laws, and Madagascar and Sierra Leone have just changed these laws which stop mothers from conferring their nationality to their children. So there is progress, isn't there?
There is important progress, and important results have really been made since November 2014, when we actually launched the decade-long campaign called I Belong. We know that more than 160,000 stateless people have been able to acquire nationality, or that they have had their nationality confirmed. 20 states have acceded to the statelessness conventions, which brought now the number of those who have acceded to the 54 convention relating to the status of stateless persons to 91 states, and 73 states are now party to the 1961 convention on reduction of statelessness. Many nations have also established or improved their statelessness determination procedures. Another six countries have formed their nationality laws, and other two have eliminated gender discrimination, preventing women from passing on their nationality to their children. So these are very important elements. Today, for example, still 25 countries globally still do retain a gender discrimination in their nationality laws, which effectively prevents mothers from conferring their nationality to their children on an equal basis as men. However, we have seen there, for example, in the cases of Madagascar and Sierra Leone, that the progress is possible. But in almost every region of the world, some form of declaration or an action plan to address statelessness has been launched. And that's really important to recognize, because these initiatives are effectively the driving blocks for the nations to work with each other and to confront and resolve what is essentially a human rights problem.
Andre, if I could just jump in there, what specifically does the High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, want? Because he's calling for decisive action from member states, but what might that be in practice?
Well, in practice, it means basically dealing with the legislation and in view to boost the capacity of the parliamentarians and legislators to effectively prevent and reduce statelessness and identify and protect stateless persons, the High Commissioner has called today on politicians and governments and legislators around the world to take action now to support decisive action to eliminate statelessness by 2024, because in his words, it's humane, ethical and political right thing to do. UNHCR, in cooperation with the Inter-Parliamentary Union, has released a new handbook which is called Good Practices in Nationality Laws for the Prevention and Reduction of Statelessness. Now, it's a very long title, but it's a very important one because it does deal with the huge barriers that stateless people face in exercising their fundamental human rights. Eradicating statelessness does require eliminating discrimination from nationality laws and practices. And that's why he's calling on politicians and governments and legislators around the world to take that action, because humanely, ethically and politically, it is the right thing to do, because the High Commissioner deeply believes that every person on this planet has the right to nationality and the right to say, I belong.
But the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as well as many other international accords, explicitly state that everyone has the right to nationality. So what's going to make this campaign more successful than it is now?
Well, it will be more action by the governments, by the countries that still, in some way or the other, retain discrimination in their nationality laws, whether we are talking about the discrimination when it comes to passing on a nationality from mothers to their children, or whether we speak about the gaps in nationality laws. It is important to understand that statelessness can occur for several reasons, and that is including discrimination against particular ethnic or a religious group. It could be on the basis of gender, which we mentioned, where the mothers cannot pass the nationality to their children. It could be the examples of the emergence of new states and transfers of territory, for example, between existing states. And ultimately, this could be caused by the gaps in nationality laws. Whatever the cause, however, statelessness has serious consequences for people in almost every country in all regions of the world. And that's why UNHCR is calling today on a more resolute action to eradicate this by 2024.